I became overwhelmed with massive allergies in 1968, as soon as I joined Don Elkins on a full-time basis, which is also when my quiet chronic rheumatoid disease became acute and nearly unmanageable. My theory on the timing is that it was my decision to join Don that triggered those limitations that would keep my gaze turned more inward. In other words, this was a positive change metaphysically speaking, signaling the beginning of a pilgrimage that I am most grateful still to be on. I went to an allergist who tested me for 48 substances. I was allergic to them all. Wanderers are basically allergic to earth. I hear from many such as these, "I do know one thing, I am allergic to everything on earth, molds, pollen, chemicals, fragrance, petrochemicals, the list seems to be endless. This planet just makes me sick. Even though I love the beauty of the planet and live in a sylvan setting, Earth has never felt like home to me." 23 I was diagnosed with asthma when I was 5 years old, and the doctor said that I probably had had it since birth. It meant that I was allergic to a lot of my environment, dust, feathers, cats, dogs, strawberries, and all kinds of things would either make me sneeze, itch, or give me a rash. Ironically, it would also keep me from being drafted to fight in Vietnam and keep me from the possibility of killing someone. 24 The Ra's insight into allergy was that, the allergy may be seen to be the Rajayan upon a deep level of the mind complex of the environment of the mind/body/spirit complex. Thus the allergy may be seen in its pure form as the mental, emotional distortion of the deeper self. 25 Apart from illness and allergy, yet still part of the physical bio, is the quality of sensitivity. I remember feeling different as a child. I thought that other people didn't feel with the same intensity I did. I found it difficult to watch, or read, or hear, anything that was violent, or cruel, or very sad. It seems to me that most people could witness all of these things with a kind of "oh well" attitude. Sometimes painful pyures, or words, would haunt me for months. Some of them haunt me to this day. When I was about 8 years old, I put a pea under my pillow. I thought my difference was 55, chapter 2, the anatomy of separation, that I was a lost princess. I'm sure you know the story. I woke up with a headache. 26 There are times that the top of my head vibrates with such an intensity that I have a hard time navigating around. I've tried to handle it by getting overly distracted, keeping myself busy with things. Yet there is an inner call that I can't explain. 27 Each wanderer perceives the sensitivity in an unique way, but we can see the tendency throughout these tales. Here Brizis and Heike talk about this sensitivity as they attempt to adjust themselves to others. I'd like to say that I'm finding things a bit easier, or at least that I am coming to a better understanding of myself and my place in the universe, but this is not necessarily the case. I find myself daily blocking out all sorts of energies and oftentimes have a difficult time bringing in the energies that I want. Because I have become quite empathic, or rather my empathic abilities have become awakened, instead of trying to ground myself and trying to delineate between other people's energies and my own, I just work to shut myself off from them, sort of shield myself. 28 I could suffer from rather instant attacks of mild depression, until I learned to recognize that there might be someone in my immediate vicinity who was in far depressed, and I just tuned into that. 29 It is my experience that men and women alike, as they awaken, will tend to have this sensitivity. The Hatton group speaks eloquently of this. There is no promise of sureness to the spiritual path, only the promise of great and continuing risk of an enormous vulnerability, of a sensitivity that will be with you always as you seek to learn. We are with you on that path. Vulnerable, foolish and at the same time, perfed in love and one with the Creator. 30. Purpose to wanderers, purpose is a central word. There is usually some feeling that one has come into life with a purpose, a mission of some kind. It is not usually felt as a burden, but as an honor and a duty. The Search for Just, 56, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation. What's that purpose is can be lifelong. I see two levels of discussion here. Yuo speaks about how life's purposes are seen, in general, by confederation entities, we have often said that your third density incarnation may be seen as a school in which the illusion's purpose is to drive the third density seeker from the head to the heart. Whereas interlial thoughts have light energy, shall we say, it may be said that emotions have heart energy, and because of this the emotions contain more profound information than any wisdom which the brain can encompass and speak concerning. 31 This 14-inch journey from head to heart is seen as most needed, and the anguish that causes one to release into interlial and logical considerations is seen as a good thing. It recalls to me Don's 180-degree rule: if we think something is good for us, it is bad for us, and vice versa. My friends, sorrow and sighing are deep within each entity just as laughter and glee are deep within your makeup. The purpose of incarnation is not to avoid either the tears or the laughter, either the sorrow or the joy. The goal rather circles around the respect and compassion which one may offer to each emotion felt without preferring one to the other, without denying any pure emotion. We ask you to love, accept and forgive yourselves and be brave and bold enough to open and allow the healing of the self, the healing of memories, the healing of the incarnation. Into such concerns does the light of love's spirit move. 32 So there is a general educational purpose to all lives, in that we all came here to learn the lessons of love, to take in what the world has to offer and to find more and more balance and skill in dealing with it. It is this feeling of rightness and rhythm that will come to the one who is making right use of her, his gifts. We commend to your processes of thinking the inclusion of that feeling sense that lets you know when you are on the beam and when you are not. For each has the intuition and the inner knowing that one can draw on and depend on. 33 We will revisit this general educative purpose again. Let's look at another sense in which the word, purpose, has a certain ring for wanderers. Wanderers often sense that there is a spiritual purpose driving their incarnation. It has taken 25 years to find a place of peace, and understand my purpose here. I have had a lot of help from the other side of the veil. 57, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation, for which I am eternally grateful. I could not have made it without it, at least to this point. Now. 34 Periodically throughout my life as a young adult I would get a distinct feeling that I came here to do something really big. I would notice this feeling and think, oh, there's that feeling again. But just what is it that I am going to be doing? ? 35 I think that there is a task to perform on this planet, but I don't yet know what it is except that we must be aware and increase our light/love, knowledge and be ready for whatever is set before us in the best possible condition, psychically, mentally and physically. 36 This level of awareness of a purpose is not, however, as troubling as that level of urgency that many wanderers feel about their purpose and mission. I have had a feeling since a year ago that I need to hurry. That feeling came after I was shown the clock. The hands were at 3 to 4 minutes before 12 midnight. Why am I telling you this? I have kept it to myself except for telling my daughter who I live with. Well, it's just a part of the illusion anyway. 37 And here's another wanderer with a clock. What's important is that we accomplish what we planned. Boy, do I wish I could remember what I planned. I'm concerned that I may have left something out. I hope God sees fit to reveal it to me if I have. I have had two instances happen since I saw the clock. I may have written to you about this, but I don't remember now. After the clock I awoke one morning with the words, I have to hurry. Then, about 6 weeks ago, I awoke with a voice telling me, time is getting short. It could mean several things and I am not sure whether it has to do with coming events in the next few months, August, 1999, on, or if my physical time is almost up. 38 It is my feeling that our main mission here is a very simple one, but one that is almost always missed by wanderers because of our enculturated work ethic and our assumption that the mission must be one of doing something specific. But I feel this is not the case. Rather, I feel our purpose is to be present within the earth planes, to live our lives, breathe the air and enjoy the experiences of the school of earth. Our main mission is a mission of essence. We came here to be ourselves, for when we do that, our vibrational, 58, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation Frequency reflects the higher density vibrations of our home densities or our awakened hearts, and this aids in lightening the vibrational frequency of the earth planes. Those in the spirit worlds, the inner planes, cannot perform this task, for they are not incarnate. They do not breathe the air, nor are they mortal. We came here to offer our lives, moment by moment, for Earth and for her peoples. This is not a big mission in the sense that this is not a doing at all, but a being. A common misperception of those that walk the spiritual path is that there is something specific, some vocational career, that someone is supposed to be doing. There is this urgency of feeling that it is time to serve, it is time to move on with the mission for which I came to this place, and as we have said before through this instrument, it is our feeling that that idea of a career is a chimera unless that career is seen to be a vocation of being. There is that within each of you that is puff. Each of you is a hologram of the one great original thought, and this is carried in an undistorted form in every cell of your physical body and all of the subtle bodies which make up your mind and body and spirit in its complexity. 39, Mind games thoughts of purpose aside for the moment, there are still many things about the wanderer's typical mental situation that are troublesome because we have a different take on things than many within consensus reality. My mind tends to work in reverse motion most of the time and I tend to walk the more difficult path. 40, I have always had a different way of thinking, finding humor in many different situations and in many cases having to explain what I find funny. 41, I've always felt different from most people around me including my family. Don't feel better than anyone, just different. My interests always put me out on the rim, my beliefs certainly so and my lifestyle as well. 42, this is so discouraging to live with, and I talk with people every day who are experiencing these feelings and having a hard time. Just today, Pharaoh wrote with a concern that was based on feelings of urgency about Sabes. 59, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation that most people think are too far out. He tries so hard to care, and yet he is blocked because his mind does work differently, and people just can't relate. Like most wanderers, he possesses the highest ideals and hopes. But how discouraging to receive rejection again and again. These wanderers also express such feelings, the vibration here seems so negative to me that I often pull back from the world, hide out and heal. My irons in the world often seem, feel ineffable and foolish. Doing and learning things are painful. 43, as a child I always believed that love was the greatest power there was. It was a traumatic experience for me, growing up. There was so much hate in this world. I found very often that I did not understand what was expected of me in various situations, and I spent a lot of time researching culture, etiquette and psychology. Like so many other wanderers, it took me a long time to realize that you cannot trust anyone. 44, that is so sad. And yet I cannot say that it is untrue, for I have felt the brutality of earth vibrations all my life too. I think wanderers see the game playing in human relations. From a rather young age I somehow knew that I am not from around here. I just could not bring myself to identify with all sorts of games that people keep up. Yet I had no working ability to relate to most people either, because many things felt like living in a different dream, just watching their moves from behind a see-through screen. 45, I would certainly agree that all of infinite creation can easily be terrorized as a dream, or a game, a divine process of play and dance that uncovers self to self. This thought may not be much help to the wanderer staggering under a giant from the world, though. Here's another slant on mind games. It is so very easy to say, I don't care. The truth is, other people don't understand. They can't, and they don't need to. If they did, they would. You need to care. When you are able to perceive things that are beyond the normal range of human perception, you feel more keenly. It's okay. If you don't care, you don't feel. If you don't feel, you'll never learn the difference between what is you and your own, and what is they and their own. You must know yourself. Most people don't. This is not possible if you do not care. 46, 60, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation. Good advice for wanderers: to care, to be vulnerable, to wear the heart on the sleeve, even knowing that it will be disrespected and misunderstood. It is not easy to go on caring. Sometimes the discouragement seems total. As I suggested to Pharaoh today, my best advice is to focus on meeting the moment with an open heart, then looking for the love in that moment, then following that love. This may mean not sharing what is our personal truth, for when offered unasked, if our personal belief system is enough skewed from consensus reality, as many a wanderer's is, the offering is often met with disinterest or even outright hostility. It may mean focusing on how we can make that other person feel more comfortable and special, and allowing that person to relate to us rather than our belief system. It is not dishonest to refrain from sharing what has not been asked. Be one who looks to plant a seed of thought, at most, and then move on, rather than offering the heart of selfless beliefs when unprompted. Refuse to stay discouraged. It may seem that we are alone and the situation is hopeless, but to Ali, there are a lot of people with a tremendous amount in common with us, and we will care as time passes and destiny unfolds. Here are some encouraging words. I really feel I am on the right track, for although I get weary, and suffer an awful lot, and speak raucously about phenomena, and swear a lot, etc., I am still mega tenacious about holding the vibration of love. 47 The feeling within me grew that I was headed in a direction that was inner in nature and involved a lot of other people who wanted to make significant changes in this world, and that what we would do concerned love and loving each other, creating a kind of family of the heart. It felt very solid as an inner direction, and it also gave me a lot of comfort. 48 I find this a marvelous way to look at our differences from the supposed norm. We are people doing inner work. The outer driven world will often not understand that. But we are here to help, and we are able to be of help. And we have grand companions on the way. Included in mental problems for wanderers is a thirst for justice. The bone a deep outrage at unfairness and cruelty in people and societies is common among awakened souls. The UO comment. The third density is not a density in which wisdom plays a great part. It is the folly of men to believe that there is wisdom in third density, and thus one may see the ideal of justice, an ethical, philosophical ideal which does not take into account either the nature of the illusion. There, 61, Chapter 2. The Anatomy of Separation. Purpose of the illusion, or those entities which have come to self-consciousness within third density illusion. In any real sense, there is little observable justice, for the plan which each has created before the lifetime often deliberately includes difficult, unfair and painful circumstance, and the more spiritually ambitious an entity is, the more difficult the lessons that entity came to manifest will be. 49 Some wanderers share their distress concerning justice. When, in school as a young child, a teacher explained the meaning of prejudice, I was most upset, thinking how illogical and unjust a concept. I even started to compose a book in my mind about it, something to the effect that no matter what the color of our skin, be it black or white or red or golden or green, we were all of flesh and bone and blood, we all had emotions, feelings capable of being hurt. 50 I get incensed when I see the injustice in the world and people's apathy towards such us. I have a vision of what we as a species are capable of and of the paradise that could be. 51 Is it not easy to see that these mental stresses can sometimes storm out of hand, and that wanderers can end up in mental trouble, mentally ill, or suicidal? As 245 says, as a wanderer, there is a space in your head where you know you are right. And it isn't so much that you're right. Often, you don't even know why you think others are wrong. It doesn't matter what anyone else says, and no one needs to hear your opinion. It's just the way it is. To doubt that space is to flirt with depression and insanity. 52 I had several years of psychiatric therapy during and after the time of Don's illness and death in 1984. At the time, we were both going through what I could roughly call nervous breakdowns or depressions. The difference between us was our level of trust in others and our willingness to listen to the people trying to help us. I survived. Don descended into madness and committed suicide. I know he felt this was the right thing for him to do. In my heartfelt opinion, suicide is never a good idea. While I can well understand the despair and sense of unbearable pressure that make people turn to ending it all, suicide does not end anything except the present life and the opportunities for learning within this incarnation. In Illusions, Richard Bach said, more or less, that if we are alive, we still have a mission to complete and it is not time to leave. I agree. When it's time for us to. 62. Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation. Move on, the Creator will take us on to larger life. I am aware of the rationalizations for suicide for people who wish to die with dignity. And in a sense, it is not my business what people besides myself do. I would not judge a person harshly for choosing to end her life. I would feel, however, that she had made an unwise decision. I know what it is like to survive a suicide of a loved one. In my case, there ensued 6 tremendously painful years during which I literally wanted to die, myself, for the omissions and commissions of things said and left unsaid that contributed to Don's despair. By 1990, I had begun to relent in my self-judgment, and in 1992, this process of death within came to a natural end as I was taken to the hospital with internal bleeding, and lost half my descending colon to the surgeon's knife. Once this massive difficulty was set right, I chose to enter rehabilitation therapy and work to get out of the wheelchair and back to vertical life. Broadly speaking, my agenda from 1984 until 1992 was surviving my own desperately unhappy walk in the desert of self-judgment. Do not ever think we are only hurting ourselves if we commit suicide. Everyone who survives a loved one's suicide, even friends who were only acquaintances, will feel perfectly ghastly. To this day, I still am haunted by visions of Don's face when he was so mentally ill. His suffering was Christ-like and terrible. However, in the fullness of time I have been healed, and now I also see him as a wonderful part of my guidance. But this does not remove the haunting images or my sorrow. Here are several other wanderers' comments on their mental health. I sometimes think I have lost it and become protive of myself so as not to draw too much attention. There are people who would attempt to label me a nut because they don't understand and probably couldn't understand from within the ideas they claim as their truth, so I am careful. 53 I was in the throes of the mental health system. I'm a paranoid, chronic schizophrenic, manic depressive, schizo-5, hypersexual, eccentric. I've been locked up twice and can say I met more awakened people within the institution than outside of it. 54 When I was in the mental hospital in 1990, I experienced great love and fellow feeling from the fellow patients, while almost none of the professional healers even believed what I was saying. I was very grateful for the 63, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation Sanity of the Other Patients. Here is a wanderer who fared better with the mental health system. When I was 24, I was admitted to the psychiatric ward for 3 weeks. I wanted to stay longer, a kind of existential rock bottom. March, even in the south of Norway, is still barren. Nothing sprouts as yet. Only last year's dead leaves have appeared from under the vanishing snow. As I walked across the yard from one building to another, my attention is caught by a movement. A single, small dry leaf is wheeling past me. The movement of that leaf, even before I could think, and I'm quick to think, that that leaf is a dead thing moved by a slight wind, had expanded into a dance of life. It was moving. And that moving expanded, reverberated deep into my being, telling me there is life, and life is alive, and I am alive. Yes, even after thinking that thought of dead thing in the wind, I could keep that gem within to help me on. 55 In the next chapter, we will finish this process of looking at how we are different from the norm, as we look at the emotional problems and pitfalls of the wanderer's path. I hope as we find people like ourselves in these first 3 chapters, we will begin to realize on a deep, core level, that we are truly not alone on this earth. But that we are one of a great number of spirits who have come to this earth and this incarnation for reasons similar to our own, and that these are wonderful companions that we will go with as our own stories unfold. 64, Chapter 2, The Anatomy of Separation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, UO, transcript dated May 22, 1994, p. 2. Latvii, transcript dated March 16, 1986, p. 5. Norma Talvik, letter dated August 11, 1998. 046, letter dated May 6, 1997. Charlie 036, letter dated October 6, 1997. 254, letter dated 26 February, 1997. Duo, transcript dated March 2, 1998, p. 3. Idem, transcript dated September 22, 1991, p. 5-6. Idem, transcript dated April 28, 1996, p. 6. Idem, transcript dated October 20, 1994, p. 3. Mary, letter dated January 20, 1998. Duo, transcript dated March 30, 1993, p. 7. Idem, transcript dated October 6, 1996, pages 2 to 3. Idem, transcript dated June 14, 1992, pages 2 to 3. Law of 1, Book I, pages 127 to 128. Laura Knight-Jadzik, letter dated January 5, 1998. 155, letter dated August 20, 1998. Heike Malaska, letter dated February 25, 1999. Ibid, letter dated January 22, 1999. Law of 1, Book 3, p. 124. UO, transcript dated March 3, 1994. P. 3. Idem, transcript dated September 23, 1990. P. 9. C.J., letter dated July 27, 1994. Jim McCarty, letter dated March 8, 1999. Law of 1, Book V. P. 138. 173, letter dated April 29, 1999. Soon non. Letter dated April 28, 1998. Brizis, letter dated April 22, 1999. Heike Malaska, letter dated February 7, 1999. Hatton, transcript dated July 15, 1984, pages 7-8. UO, transcript dated December 15, 1996, p. 2. Idem. Transcript dated March 28, 1993, pages 7-8. Idem, transcript dated November 19, 1997, p. 2. 132, letter dated October 28, 1998. 285, letter dated August 27, 1996. 65, Chapter 2. The Anatomy of Separation 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, Laura Knight-Jadzik, letter dated July 23, 1998. Mary, letter dated May 6, 1997. Ibid. UO. Transcript dated March 30, 1997, p. 1. Gypsy, letter dated October 14, 1997. Charlie 036, letter dated July 31, 1999. 109, letter dated May 13, 1997. Don Cushing, letter dated August 7, 1994. Moria, letter dated February 6, 1997. Heike Malaska, letter dated January 28, 1999. 245, letter dated October 7, 1999. Myra Ellison, letter dated June 11, 1999. Jim McCarty, Letter dated March 8, 1999. UO, transcript dated October 22, 1989, p. 1. 202, letter dated March 6, 1999.